Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steelsmith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. As I record this, I'm enjoying a few days surfing in Jeffreys Bay with my sons Barney and Gabe. And what an awesome time that's been. We came down here to help good but new friends CJ and Natalie Jansen, who passed a Waypoint Church. Friends, they decided they wanted to help with the increasing presence of gangsterism in the local township area called Pelsrus. They and a crew from their church had no real experience with gangsterism, and yet they decided they were going to turn up and see what the Holy Spirit did. And that's where so many of the modern miraculous works of the Holy Spirit actually take place. When we turn up and have no clue what to do, so we're totally reliant on the Holy Spirit's power and leading rather than upon our own. Last Saturday, by the power of the Holy Spirit and through the simple act of just turning up, I saw something that I've never ever seen before. And that was a whole gang, to a man, giving their lives to Jesus around a simple half-drum braai. It was a beautiful thing to see, seeing genuine repentance and excitement and hope amongst these men. They were born without hope, but experienced it for the first time on Saturday. But it came with real resistance that then broke open wide, so it was abundantly clear to all there that it was a move of the Holy Spirit that turned the tide, not anything that any man there could have done. Psalm 77, 12 to 15 says, I ponder all you've done, Lord, musing on all your miracles. It's here in your presence, in your sanctuary, where I learn more of your ways. For holiness is revealed in everything you do. Lord, you're the one and only, the great and glorious God. Your display of wonders, miracles, and power makes the nations acknowledge you. By your glory bursts, you've rescued us over and over. Just ask the sons of Jacob or the sons of Joseph, and they will tell you. All of us, your beloved ones, know that it's true. Friends, when we meditate on God's works, we see clear evidence of his holiness, his miracles, and his discernible power. We see evidence of his redeeming power. We know that God doesn't perform miracles merely to show off or amuse believers or non-believers, but rather God's miracles serve to reveal him and his true nature to us by making his power evident at work within our lives. The Greek word for miracle is dunamis. However, its full meaning is power. Biblically, dunamis describes the power of God. God gives his believers the power to live devoted, pure, and in turn and through him, miraculous lives. Often God's miracles bypass natural laws. The seemingly impossible become the possible. We see this repeatedly in the blind being made to see, in the story of Moses and the burning bush, and of course in the ultimate miracle being the physical death and resurrection of Jesus himself. Friends, God often uses miracles to get our attention and thus enable us to hear him through faith-filled eyes. Last Saturday was a great example of this. God used his miraculous power not just to bring those lads to him, but to blow unbelief away and to leave those present with a deeper faith and thus expectancy of what God is capable of. Of one thing I'm certain, and that is that God's miracles are never for our entertainment, but rather for our encouragement, and to showcase the power of God in a way that we can do nothing other than acknowledge and give glory to God for. Saturday's move of the Holy Spirit has already spurred on the great folk at Waypoint Church to do more, to do better, and to do greater, and resting more sure than ever in the goodness, the greatness, and the undeniable power of Jesus, and thus the power of the cross. And that reminder of the power of the cross is always timely. Even when Jesus himself was crucified, death had no power over him. This then made a way for the greatest miracle of all time, the free gift of salvation to all who believe. So friends, as we wrap up today, I want to challenge you with the following questions. Are we truly trusting that your God, that my God, is still the God of the miraculous? And are we believing that he has a plan and a purpose for us? And are we prepared to, as the Waypoint team did, just simply turn up wherever he calls us to tread? Are we believing that God's greatest earthly miracles could yet be in front of us, rather than just nice New Testament stories? And finally, are we believing that the miraculous power of Jesus himself lives and works inside of us daily, if only we allow him to do so? John 14:12 says, I tell you this timeless truth, the person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. I hope you've been encouraged by this testimony of God's favor and power in Pelsrus. Thanks for listening in. Have a blessed week ahead.